wait a minute. A G U G A T H.
Mm-hmm.
A C H I M. Braddock.
Mm-hmm. That was the short, right?
It was the synagogue, main operator,
a Hebrew school. All right.
I remember.
Yeah, you were smuggled through Austria.
When we came, we were smuggled through the wood, and we were smuggled through Austria on a Saturday morning, and the residents were horrified that we would...
On Saturday, because they were so Orthodox.
They were so religious.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Then when we got to the boat, I think it might have been Germany. I don't know. I think it was Rotterdam.
It could very well have been. Of course, you know, the Dutch and the Germans sound alike.
I don't know, dear.
Of course, it seems so much further away, but maybe it isn't.
I don't know.
Well, it's not important. Tell me this. When your father came to the United States, did you think of him, and did he think of himself as a religious person?
Truthfully, not a pious.
Mm-hmm.
But he observed the religious traditions.
Was your mother more religious?
I think so.
Yeah. And did he lay tefillin and things like that? Or just rarely?
I don't remember. I don't think.
Probably not then. And did you ever?
I did for a while. But I gave it up.
In other words, you observed the holidays and things like that, but that was about it, huh? And did you attend, you belonged to a synagogue, though, as soon as you lived
Yeah, I my father was president of the shul. He was treasurer of the shul, vice president of the shul.
Always an officer, huh?
He was active in the operation of the shul. He contributed heavily to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through his insistence that they built and erected the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And the chapel at the cemetery was built as a memorial to my mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have a family plot up there.
Mm-hmm. And did you go as a family, for example, to Friday night services, or did you not?
Keen, I would say no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the shul, as you remember at the beginning, was a small little building, a wooden building, or what?
Still is the same building.
What kind of a building?
A small wooden building.
Uh-huh. A small wooden building. One room, like a...
Well, no, it has downstairs...
And separate for women.
For school.
Uh-huh.
And upstairs it has a balcony for women.
Uh-huh.
And a place for men with a seat.
I see. Tell me this. Do you remember that when you first came to this country, or did you or your family experience any change in health due to the climate or the food or anything like that?
My father developed a severe attack of arthritis.
Mm-hmm. When he first came to Pittsburgh.
No,
after a while,
after,
yeah.
Sometime after.
Mm-hmm.
And he was told to go to Mount Clemens, so he did, and that didn't do him any good. So he was told to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. And he almost died there, but thank God. They put him in a hospital in the Hot Springs, and he got well.
Uh-huh. Where did you go? Do you remember having a doctor, or did you go somewhere to a clinic for medical care in Braddock when you were little?
Well, we had a doctor, family doctor.
Family doctor.
And visit us. Used to charge $1 a visit.
Uh-huh. And
Dr. Bear.
Uh-huh.
Fine old man.
Uh-huh. Was that Lily Bear's father related to Lily? No? No. Oh, no, that was her. That's her married name, anyhow. As you grew up, do you remember, did you join the synagogue not until after you got married, or did you remember joining the synagogue?
Oh, I didn't join the synagogue until after I got married.
Synagogue. And how about, do you remember belonging to the Talmud Torah or something like that?
No.
You didn't. And how about...
Belong to the Y.
As a young man.
In Pittsburgh.
And how about, did you ever belong to the Zionists or a labor group or something like that? You never were a supporter of the socialists or anything like that as a young man. You were busy working, huh?
Yeah.
Did you belong to any organizations that gave you boxes to give charity, or did your family? Do you remember that?
No. We had boxes in the house that other people
brought in,
left as we contributed to, but we didn't settle any of them.
And where did you go to have a good time? Do you remember? To movies?
Went to a movie for 4 cents. It was a nickel. So I'd buy a piece of candy for a penny and go up to the manager. Tell him I only got 4 cents. So he'd give me a penny.
And
he lived on the street above us. We lived on Holland, that's this street, and he lived on Mills. That was about, so he worked in a clothing store.
One of your friends was
it? Yeah, he was Bo Brummel. So he stayed up. And then we had another fellow across the street, Lou Wise. There were 3 of us. Lou had the car. So the 3 of us would go out on dates. So we'd get 3 or 4 girls. And one time we were invited to my baby's house for a party. And when I met her, I quit going.
There you are. Tell me, Grandpa, did you ever participate in any sports? Did you play any baseball, football? You didn't? No.
I was too tired and too stupid to play.
I wouldn't say that. Did you ever go to any sporting events? Did any
had
teams
no
play?
Interest.
None at all,
No.
Okay. And you did join the Y when you were a young man in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we had a Y in Braddock, B'nai B'rith. And why in Pittsburgh.
And were there any particular local meeting places where you would go with the boys in Braddock? Or?
Yeah, up above Talbot Avenue on top. Had a meeting room.
What organization? Was it any particular organization?
Federation of Young Men's Association or something. I don't remember.
Didn't last long. I see. And that's where, if you went anywhere, that's what
they,
you
know. They didn't have enough participating.
Most people were working too hard, I guess. Tell me, Grandpa. Did any of your first friends, I mean, you know, and not very first, but as you grew up and went through school, did any of them remain your lasting friends to this day?
I had very few, and I've lost contact with them.
With most of them, huh?
They've moved away. One of them moved to Youngstown. One of them moved to Huntington. accident, and I think one died. I didn't have too many friends.
But you did keep contact until they moved away.
Yeah, and after I got married, I had no further time to bother with it.
Were you ever friendly with any non-Jewish people?
No.
In Braddock particularly, no. I mean, after school years, no. Just in business, I guess, huh?
That's right, Jack.
Did you have any other family other than your immediate family, your own, and then when you got married here in Pittsburgh? Did your father have other family here?
We visited very slowly. We had none. We visit my uncle in Johnstown. We had some family in Cleveland, and they died off. And in Pittsburgh, there were very few.
Like, for example, with whom did you celebrate Seder? Just your immediate family?
Just our immediate family.
Now, did your father maintain any contacts in the beginning with people in Europe?
We had nobody there.
Oh, you had nobody that you'd left there.
He had two sisters, half-sisters. Wasn't they half-sisters?
Step-sisters, Grandma says. Yeah, what's the
thing? And they, he'd send them some money every once in a while. But they passed away, and that severed the
relationship. You're an American citizen because your father was naturalized.
No, I became an American citizen myself.
Yourself. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
When was that?
Well, I don't know.
You don't remember at what age?
No, I got the papers in the vault.
Approximately. Grandma, do you know? Well, approximately what year?
I'm trying to think.
I don't hear you.
See, she's thinking. You went at some...
1918, I think. That's my guess.
Well, approximately 1918. Well, how come you took out your own citizenship papers? How did you acquire your citizenship, do you remember?
Well, I went down to court.
Yeah.
And two people with me, I don't remember who they were.
To swear for you, yeah.
And witnessed my presence.
And you lived here for so long.
Took an oath and...
That was it, yeah.
And went through the process and got a citizen.
When, do you remember when you first voted? Do you remember the first time you voted?
I don't know.
Don't remember?
I don't take much interest in political...
You don't remember at all. Do you remember what party you considered yourself belonging to?
I never had any... I don't even know what party I am today.
Well, I know what you better be.
Mama is a Republican and I'm Democrat.
Well, I don't care how you register, as long as you vote for Hubert. Okay, let's forget about that. When did you first meet the person you married, and how?
My honey. Yeah. I met her in her home.
Yeah, in her house. Somebody took you there, huh?
Yeah.
About how long before you, how long did you know her before you got married?
6 months.
Is that how long? Boy, it didn't take long. How old were you, Grandpa?
Hey, 16.
Huh? 26? And how old was Grandma?
16.
Huh? I didn't hear you. 16. All right. And what was the marriage date? March? March 28th, was it? What was it? March 28th, what year? You can say it out loud.
I think
you can't guess.
1922.
Oh. March 28th, 1922. And you knew one another about how long before you were married?
22 to 68 is 46 years.
Is that right?
46 years.
That's That's a goodly number.
Think I'll live to 50, Mama?
I'm positive. I'll tell you something, with such good care, how can you miss?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you knew one another about 6 months before you were married? It was a long courtship.
Maybe a little longer. I don't know.
No, it was exactly 6 months. We were married 6 months from the day my sister was married, and Goldie was married. I was married in 6 months, and Ida was married within 6 months of that.
And did you
make a good reporter, kid?
Oh, yeah. Did any of your friends or family or anybody that you know marry non-Jews at that time that we're talking about?
No.
Now, what was your feeling about this, or do you remember?
Oh, I would,
You were
frown on it.
His sister forgot to get rid of him, because he was not 10 years older than all the rest of them, and just hang up on him.
All right. Hey, Grandpa, here's a good question for you. Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What was your problem of adjustment during the first years of your marriage? And you have to tell the truth because we have a witness.
Well, my wife didn't feed me enough.
No, all kidding aside, what was it?
I don't know, dear. We had...
Grandma's laughing.
We had no troubles. She kicked me out of the bed once in a while.
But that's all, huh? Who made the important decisions in your home?
My wife.
Did this differ from the situation at home where you grew up? Was your relationship different than your mother and father?
I don't think so.
No? All right. And now, what kind of schooling did your children receive? Did they go to Hebrew school?
My children went to Hebrew school. I think so.
In public school?
Public school, college.
Uh-huh. All right. And neither of them received any Jewish education beyond Bar Mitzvah, did they?
Not to my knowledge.
Harold did?
Yes.
What did he do?
He had a private tutor, and he tutored them both. Well, after Harold, Bar Mitzvah,
Harold took some after Bar Mitzvah then, huh?
Yeah, about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was coming for Normie, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. In your mind, what was the big difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? This is as far as discipline goes and things like that.
I think my wife raised the children well and as good as it could be expected.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember having any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
No, you came too young. That question is really not for you. That's all the questions, Grandpa, except that I wanted to ask you one thing. You were a little boy when you came to this country.
Tiny bee boy.
But you had aspirations and things that you... Was America or the United States all that you expected it to be and lived up to?
I didn't know of any other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have a family that...
Hmm?